Thursday night, the Kansas House voted down a Senate sales tax proposal 94-18. Johnson County GOP Representative John Rubin was among those against it.
This is a regressive tax increase, hitting hardest the poor and lower middle classes least able to afford it.
It was back to square one. A Friday proposal for a 6.15% sales tax stagnated without a vote, as did a budget plan House and Senate committees approved. Mission Hills Representative Barbara Beaulieu says,
bottom line is there are so many different scenarios, and there just isn't a real clear picture right now of what's going to happen, either tax or budget. It's kind of a mess.
The House and Senate have adjourned until 10 this morning. Day 99, overtime price tag so far, $375,000 and counting. Also on the agenda is a bill blocking Common Core educational standards for Kansas. A bill reducing Missouri's income tax and raising its sales tax to be more like Kansas seemed headed for a veto. Governor Nixon added a new objection. It would tax prescriptions. Lee Summit Senator Will Krause said that was an oversight, and
The governor signs this bill. We come back in the session next year. We will correct this mistake. We will make sure that we put the attention back in there for all prescription drugs.
But Krause thinks Nixon will veto the tax plan and that the Republican-dominated legislature will override the veto. The Kansas City City Council kept its promise and passed a tweaked version of the new ethics code. The council also let a $1.9 million contract for a study of possible routes for a phase two of the streetcar system.
You know, it's not the Happy Meal. It's the four or five quarter pounders. I don't know how else to describe it, but you came up with several metaphors.
Said Councilman Russ Johnson, who also said the state Supreme Court refusing to rule on a lawsuit challenging the funding method for streetcar system phase one probably ended chances for $20 million in federal funding. The state Supreme Court did say, though, that it would review Clay Chastain's challenge of the council's refusal to put his transit initiative on the ballot. The lawsuit threatened some time back over city plans to use surplus TIF funds for a Swope Park soccer complex. Never happened. The TIF was liquidated. And a revised funding plan passed the council this week. Mayor Sly James said,
there are options for children up north. There are some options for children out south, not nearly as many as there should be. But in the core of the city, the options are few and far between. It is about time that we started making some of the investments in the core city that have needed to be made for years.
Finance Chair Jan Markison praised the idea, but thought the freed up money should have been left in the general fund. In sports, the Royals' season turned to disaster. No victory since May 5th. Manager Ned Yost called for patience.
What are you asking me to do? Take my belt off and spank them, yell at them, scream at them.
On Thursday, the Royals appointed none other than George Brett, batting coach. And they won Thursday night. Now they have to dig out of last place in the AL Central. This is KCUR.